Making contamination knowable, the tools and practices of radiation monitoring in Fukushima. Since the 2011 nuclear disaster at Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Plant, radiation measuring and monitoring have become regular activities for those living and working in areas affected by the contamination that was released. Indeed, measuring and monitoring has helped to identify where these places are. They have informed both personal and governmental radiation protection mitigations that were implemented to protect people from radiation harm. Measuring and monitoring helps people to know more about the environments and bodies that they are living in. Data from my ethnographic research shows that measuring and monitoring are difficult activities to pin down precisely. I found that rather than following a neatly prescribed format, radiation measuring and monitoring comes in many forms. They include all sorts of different devices, methods and standards, and many of these are contested in some way. Measuring is a one-off activity and it produces discrete points of data which can be significant in and for themselves. Monitoring, on the other hand, is a more sustained activity. It involves comparing multiple measurements, often over time or distance. Each combination of thing being measured, device being used and method being employed creates a slightly different understanding of the radiation situation. Our multiple understandings of radiation are therefore shaped by the choices that were made by the person or organisation doing the measuring and monitoring, as well as how this data might later be represented or interpreted in things like graphs, charts, maps, and art installations. Noticing trends and relationships requires persistence, attentiveness, and effort. Monitoring, which requires all of these things, can therefore indicate that an individual or organisation doing it is paying attention. It signals that they might care about the thing being monitored, and that they might, although not always, take further action in the future as a result of the monitoring. Monitoring a farmer's fields to determine the success of different remediation activities might lead to changes in farming practices or decontamination practices. Monitoring Fukushima's children to see if they develop signs of thyroid cancer might lead to a medical intervention. The government's network of real-time radiation monitoring posts tells people who pass them not only what the radiation levels are in that particular location, but they signal that the government cares about the viewer being able to see the level of radiation with their own eyes. The government could have chosen not to include a screen that displays the radiation levels on the monitors themselves. Visible monitoring posts also imply that the wider situation is under control and that the government is doing something. As well as indicating the care and attention of the government towards Fukushima's residents and generating data about the radiological situation, measuring and monitoring activities, in their wider sense, contribute to other things. Monitoring as a community activity can be part of bringing people back together again in villages that have been evacuated and reopened. Monitoring as a scientific method can help provide authority to people who would otherwise not be able to have their opinions heard, such as mothers who are concerned about their children's radiation contamination. Monitoring as a means of producing an alternative source of data can help instill trust in other data sets or organisations where that trust might once have been lost. Monitoring as an activity over time can link what happened in the past in 2011 with what might happen in the future as the site becomes decontaminated and decommissioned. Radiation monitoring is therefore unearthed as a complex and problematic activity, and it is one that I will continue to explore as I write up my thesis. Thank you very much.